The volunteer ice watchers first select a body of water that's accessible to them during the winter. It could be a lake, a pond, or a stream. They collect data at that site, which is then crunched and analyzed by scientists who study climate change and other environmental issues.
I go out to Ridley Creek State Park, which is not too far from where I live.
Bob Burke is an ice watch volunteer in Delaware County. He's a lively septuagenarian, retired and now living a life, in his words, of serial volunteerism.
So we're standing at the falls at Ridley Creek State Park. There's a small island in the middle. Last week, the falls were frozen. We measure the ice from the shore to the island. You know, visually, with your eyes, good. But the best thing is photos. You get a quick view and you don't have to stand and freeze to death.
Bob takes out a clipboard and writes down some notes, estimating the amount of ice between the island and the shore.
And we observe and we take these readings, record the date, the time, air temperature, location, latitude and longitude.
Volunteers also track all types of wildlife and waterfowl at their site during the winter. The project launched in 2008 and has grown to include ice watchers in 48 states, all but Hawaii and Alabama. The upcoming five-year anniversary is significant for the usefulness of the data, says Melinda Hughes Wirt, the program's director.
You need a little bit longer period of time to really see what's going on because it fluctuates so much with the winter season and the temperatures and the jet streams coming down from the Arctic and, you know, you get the nor'easters coming up the coast. And so you have a lot of variances that you don't have regularly throughout the year.
Though Ice Watch is very specific in its goals, it actually has a broader reach when the data it's gathered join with other projects. Darlene Cavalier is the founder of the citizen science website, SciStarter.
So we can look at something as finite as Ice Watch or projects that ask people to measure precipitation, rain, snow, hail. It seems very limited in what you're being asked to do, but the fact is many of these projects feed into larger projects. I love seeing this cross-pollinization of citizen science projects that can help inform areas of research across disciplines.
To that end, Ice Watch is part of the National Phenology Network, a group of scientists who study life cycle events in animal and plant species, like when waterfowl migrate or when a tree's leaves fall, and how they're affected by environmental changes. Melinda Hughes Wirt says one goal is to standardize methods of collecting and tabulating data to facilitate sharing.
We're working on making sure that all the volunteers across the board have similar ways of entering data so the information from different groups can be used together to analyze climate change and other environmental indicators.
Besides Bob Burke with Ridley Creek in Delaware County, Ice Watch USA also has volunteers watching Mill Creek in Bucks County and the Millstone River near Princeton. Philadelphia area bodies of water on their wish list include the Schuylkill River, Brandywine Creek, and the Mullica River. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.
Water.
It's me.
Something.